The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.
Now, a number of you are remarking on the weekend, and indeed police are investigating what really appears to have been a vicious attack on a 20-year-old man in North Belfast over the weekend. It happened at Seganeil Avenue just after the Reds played the Crews. And I want to speak to Councillor David Brown, who actually lives in the area. David, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
David, just remind us, for people who didn't hear you on the news over the weekend, this young fellow wasn't actually at the game, am I right?
That's correct, Frank. He was coming from his grandfather's house off Skagenheel Avenue when he walked in to the crowd who were coming down Skagenheel.
So basically, this is a young lad from the Skagenheel Avenue area, and he's confronted by Cliftonville supporters.
Yes, that's correct. That's what happened.
And did they just set upon him?
Well, just to sort of put this in context, basically there's been a lot of talk about people should have been bussed up from the game. They were bussed up from the game. They were bussed up to the Antrim Road, and apparently they came, when they got off the bus on the Antrim Road, some of them decided to walk back down again and cause trouble in the area. Now, there's talk on Facebook about an arranged fight, but, I mean, there was nobody from this end of the road there for the other end, for the other party to fight with. So there was nobody there. It was not as if there was two sets of people to fight. There was nobody there to fight, only one set of people, and that was the people with Cliftonville taps on who came down from the Antrim Road.
I would imagine, Councillor Brown, that you would be among the first to say that these people who were involved in this have lowered the tone of a very good image that the vast majority of Cliftonville fans would have.
Frank, this is a very, very, very small minority of people who say they support Cliftonville and come down. This has been happening for, I'm a councillor, as you know, for over 20 years. This has been going on now from before I was a councillor. And this is a very, very, very small amount of people who do this. And it only happens every so often. It doesn't happen every match. It could happen now. It could not happen again for another year. It could happen in 6 months. But it's a very small amount of people, and both Cliftonville and Crusaders, in fairness to both clubs, have been out of their way to try and stop these things from happening. But this was a very, very, very vicious attack on Saturday night.
And it included the young man being hit with a hammer. So these guys had some weaponry of some sort with them, or did they just find a hammer lying on a wall or in a hedgerow?
No. These guys, because there was bottles and all smashed, these guys came down prepared to do damage, and it was either to do damage to property or people or both. And I'm not quite sure how much damage was done to property, but it's quite clear that the young lad was very viciously beat.
Yeah, and it's important to remember this young man is still in hospital, and our thoughts and prayers are very much with him. How do we manage to overcome that element, that small element that hooks itself on to football?
Frank, I just don't understand. You know, I just think that, unfortunately, the Crusaders and Cliftonville match is used as, for the want of a better word, as a tool for these people to vent their vicious bile upon the other community. You know, there's no way of, you know, we've tried everything. We've had endless meetings. We've came to the conclusion that if we bust the supporters up and down to the match, that should at least solve the problem. But in this case, it hasn't, because obviously they've got off the bus on the Antrim Road side of the Skagenheel Avenue, and then deliberately made their way back down again to terrorise people.
Well, as you say, it's a terrible indictment on really the those who would want to be associated with football for the correct reasons, and our thoughts with that young man.